Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel. And no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoa Connor, functional wellness guide at Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and retreat leader at Intentional Vitality Retreats. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best that you ever have with no regrets later. Let's go. And I'm delighted to share Christine Gordon with you for these conversations. Christine, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, and thank you, Zoa, for having me today. I am a clinical herbalist by training with a focus on Ayurvedic medicine and traditional wise woman and Western herbalism. I have a clinical practice here in La Plata, Maryland, and I've been practicing herbalism for about professionally on my own in my own business for a couple of years, but in general for about 20 years.
Fabulous. Well, let's get to our conversation then. So today, Christine and I are talking about the Pitta dosha, also known as a spark of life, right? Fire. And also sometimes the other definition of Pitta, right? Pain in the ass, because they're so fiery and energetic and speak their mind. I don't know anyone like that at all, by the way.
I have a very dear Pitta friend, I would say.
Do you now? Yeah. Excellent. Everyone needs a good Pitta friend. It's the one that gives you a kick in the ass if they're willing to share their energy with you.
It's so true. And not just fire, but water. And when I think about Pitta, water doesn't always come up, right? Because we associate it with this fire. But water, and why is water important, especially in relationship with a Pitta friend or a closer relationship with a Pitta person, is because that water is movement. Just like fire is transformative, we tend to burn things up and start over and make room for new regrowth. Water in the same way washes over us, allows us a clean slate. So I don't want to forget about the water element in Pitta as well.
Yeah. And sometimes you think about water and fire as being opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And I think within a Pitta strong person, it's really important that they make use of both of those elements.
Yes.
In order to feel like they're balanced and whole. Because if they're too fiery and not watery enough, they're not going to feel good.
No. Then we get into those emotions that we'll talk about.
Well, let's just start with emotions then.
Yeah. So, Pitta imbalance, I should say, has emotional tendencies of anger and jealousy, and sometimes even hatred. You know, they're pretty intense. The upside of that is they're usually pretty smart, usually very smart, very sharp. They can be good orators. They can lead a conversation. They're really good, often ambitious leaders, right? Because they've got that fire, they've got that energy to get things done. In relation to, we talked about the Vata dosha being the creative person with the ideas. The best person to execute those ideas are the Pitta dosha person. They are going to get things done. They've got a strong, strong desire to get things done, high amount of energy, and they're ready to do the job.
So they've got the energy and the drive to make it happen. Right. And they have enough stamina to make it happen, usually.
Mm-hmm. Usually. Right?
And they're pretty smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not as creative and inspired, shall we say, as someone who is stronger with their Vata dosha.
No, they definitely tend to lean toward the movement piece, you know, moving things. Making things happen, yes.
Yeah. And so when you look at a person
at the store or walking down the street, can you tell that they are strong in their pitta dosha?
How would I determine that? I probably would look at their frame, their body. Typically, their frame and body weight are moderate, right? They're not one.
I was going to say, there's a magic word here, right? They're kind of in the middle of everything.
Exactly. They are in the middle.
Right.
And they usually are more oily people than dry people, right? You're going to see that they're not super dry. They typically have, you know, not oily in the yucky way, but their hair is not dry for sure, right? They've got oily, usually soft, nice
and
hair and skin.
Pink and rosy skin, right?
Pink and rosy skin, yes.
Which means if they're too fiery, that pink kind of becomes red.
Kind of becomes red, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But just walking on the street, that's how I would probably guess. Like in the middle, moderate kind of person has the tendency to get red. Their skin is not dry. It's usually really pretty skin, nice skin. In terms of an encounter, a conversation, right off the bat.
Intense.
Yeah, typically you will find that the Pitta dosha is a little aggressive. Aggressive and intelligent, easily irritated, right? Very
Yep.
sharp mind and memory. And they could be kind of cutting, you know, with their speech. They don't tend to think about things before they speak.
Again, don't know anyone like that at all. However, angular and pointy is another word. It's another way I think about people who are strong with their pitta, right? And it could be features as angular and pointy, even the shape of their tongue, a little more on the pointy side.
Definitely pointy tongue. Mm-hmm.
But also their words and their actions.
Yeah, and
you
their
know?
Gaze, their physical gaze with their eyes sometimes
is
spot on. You can tell. It's a sharp, penetrating gaze, as opposed to Vata dosha was looking all over the place, you know.
Right. So if we wanted to kind of think about this in terms of like an animal that is strong in pitta, right? If you could think about like a hawk,
mm-hmm.
right? Like pointy beak.
Yes.
Right? Fast.
Fast, yeah.
Right? Sharp eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are all very pitta associated behaviors.
Yeah, sharp is a really good adjective to use when describing pitta all the way around.
Yeah. And sharp can be good.
Oh,
right?
definitely. Yeah.
Who wants to cut a butternut squash with a dull knife?
Exactly.
No one, right?
Nope.
but too sharp and it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where we work to create balance as wellness practitioners, right? We share the knowledge and then we work with people to help create balance.
Right. And oftentimes people with pitta have digestive troubles.
Yeah, well, there's lots of heat and that sometimes means inflammation, right? So then you get into the GERD, you know, acid reflux, digestive
Mm-hmm.
disorders, which can be balanced with cooling, calming foods and herbs. But yeah, typically if someone is suffering from heartburn, there's a pitta imbalance there.
Right. And it might just be that the heartburn is a symptom which is easy to explain as this is suboptimal, whereas, you know, no, I had lots of justification for being easy to anger.
Exactly.
Right? That can't possibly be my fault. That must be everyone that I spoke to today.
Right. Well, it's a balance, right? It's a balance of activity, stagnation, and harmony, right? And it's also a balance between the emotional and the physical.
Yes.
Mind and the body.
And so if somebody felt like they were too watery as a pitta, is that possible?
I think so. I think that's when you see a pitta looking like, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I really want to do something else. What else could that look like? Probably would look like too much heat and too much fluid in the digestive tract. So we're talking about diarrhea, right?
Right.
Something like that. That's hot water, heat in the body, too much water in the body. So there are ways that water does show up in pitta with water, not as much as fire, I don't think, but there you can definitely see it. You can see it in the pitta they tend to have eyes. When you look at a person who's primarily pitta dosha, in addition to their sharp penetrating eyes, you might see a little bit of yellow, and their eyes are sometimes watery when there's a little bit of off balance. And like you said, the tongue, when the tongue is pointy like that, when it's pointy and dry, you know there's way, way, way too much heat in the body. Pointy and wet, that shows a little bit more balance. Excess saliva, too much water in the pitta dosha.
And it could also go back to whether or not they can apply their energy and drive.
Exactly right.
So, what else do you think we should know about pittas right now?
I think I would like to change the narrative and appreciate Pitta people more. I think this is another good takeaway from this conversation, right? If you have that friend or lover or family member, who is quick to anger or quick to speak with a sharp tongue, you have an understanding of why these people may be the way they are. And maybe think about the good things about this intelligence and sharp tongue, right? I mean, they typically have something really useful to say.
There
And
might be times in your life when you want to hear them more than others.
exactly right. But I would say to value the Pitta person and their knowledge and their willingness to share it. And also, let's be part of the balancing, right? You can always let your Pitta friend know, hey, this is great information. Your delivery stinks, but this is great information, right?
Absolutely.
Let's have some cucumbers together to cool your jets.
Let's sit under a tree.
Exactly right.
I really enjoyed our conversation, Christine. Do you want to let people know how they can find you and learn about all of the wonderful things that you help people with?
That would be great. Thank you so much, Zoa. You can find me online at my website, bloomherbalclinic.com, BLOOM, bloomherbalclinic.com. You can check out my musings on Instagram at Christine in Bloom. And you can find me on Facebook at Christine in Bloom as well.
Great. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, Zoa.
If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, producing, have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding that any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed for you or any specific results that you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.